the palatial Pride 48 Studios overlooking the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Stitcher Radio. Check them out at Stitcher.com. Is it Stitcher.com or is it StitcherRadio.com?
Google that.
Yeah, right, yes, just Google Stitcher Radio because, you know, we're on there now and we wouldn't want to actually, like, be prepared and actually know the web address to do it. But when you do get there, make sure to use the checkout code DI Plus, which will give you nothing, but you could search for us on Stitcher Radio. Oh,
God. It's Stitcher.com.
That's what I thought. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the always prepared and yet now gone black and white, it's the lovely and talented Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Well, hello there.
Oh, Jesus. Why are you black and white?
I am black and white because SOPA and PIPA.
Because you quit using soap and so now you're dirty and that's why you're black and white?
No, a bunch of the podcasts were going black and white and like putting censorship things up on their websites and all that. And I think I'm a little bit late to the party because I think it actually got put on hold.
Yes.
But we weren't recording on that day, so I am black and white today.
Why couldn't you have just, why did you have to go through all that? Why didn't you just say, we didn't record on the 18th in solidarity with the SOPA protest.
We did not record because we don't normally record on the 18th. So.
Shh, but nobody knows that. Oh, anyway, how are you, Adam?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm flustered and schwonked and stymied and I don't know what to do. Things are not working on this computer correctly. I've got some interrupt problems that I need to solve, and I tried to stream out the video earlier with us recording and yada yada yada, and there's some conflict between the USB and all these different drivers here, and it has to do with there's too many damn video cards in my machine. So,
and that, sir, is the reason that I am not building my own computer.
It has nothing to do with me building my machine, Adam. It has to do with running two video cards in SLI. That takes up a lot of interrupts, and it just gets in the way.
And it interrupts.
Well, it does. But it's my gaming machine, and I'm not going to take out two video cards just to record a damn podcast. I'll just go buy another machine to record a podcast.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not saying... See, I think you're getting
I am. I'm getting offended. So just shut the fuck
you're
up
getting,
and move
sorry,
on.
Sorry, wait, no. You're getting defensive, and I'm not saying that you built it incorrectly. I'm saying...
Yes, you are. That is exactly what you're saying.
No, I'm saying
sir, is exactly what you're saying.
I am saying that I am prone to technology issues, and with as many issues as you, the king of all everything, are having, if I tried to cobble together my own machine here, I would have sparks flying around the room. You'd see smoke. It wouldn't be good. And it wouldn't be a smoke machine that I had rented for special effects. It would be the computer. So.
Excellent. All right. That's so it. Tell me why I was using Stitcher Radio and why we were pimping this stuff.
Well, only because, for the people who already listen, I assume that they already have a place that they listen, but I'm just pimping it out because I wanted to let everyone know that I added us to Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio is an app for, I think, anything, BlackBerry, Android, iPhone, that basically you go in and you create a channel. You will search for us under LGBT. Actually, we were on like one of the main pages yesterday. I don't know if we are today, but anyway. And instead of having to subscribe and like download and keep it on your machine or on your device, it will just it will notify you when you log in that, hey, there's a new DI Plus, and then it'll stream it. So you never have to download it. So if you have, you know, limited memory on your iPod or iPad or Android phone or whatever, you can just stream it. And the other good thing about it is a lot of cars nowadays apparently have this app already on them.
I'm sorry, I went to the Stitcher page and it was playing Fresh Air by Terry Gross.
So and a lot of cars and new automobiles have Stitcher on them, so you can actually play it as if it was your car radio.
Right.
So it's just another way. I'm trying to get us out there in other places, and I know alcohol was already on there, so I thought, well, why don't we go ahead and add ourselves? So I did.
Right. So I'm going to click on, listen here. I don't want fresh air. I would like to search. Can I search there? I'm going to search. So I'm going to search for, let's see.
Dubious intent.
This is fresh air. I'm Terry Gross.
Oops.
Don't play Terry Gross. Oh, looky there. Dubious intent shows up as the number one. You know what? Now we can use this as a marketing term. When you type in the, when you search for dubious intent on Stitcher, we are the number one result that comes back. So yeah, there we are, dubious intent. With our episode title and whatever, which by the way was a horrible, horrible title. There you go. So we are the number one result when you go to Stitcher Radio and search for dubious intent. Congratulations. That makes me feel a lot better.
Well, I tell you what.
Number one.
I tell you
search
what.
Search result.
If you don't like the title of last week's show, send all of your hate letters to Dr. Wesley P. Stone.
I know, Dr. Wesley P. Stone. Because,
because what I did was I emailed you because I had a list.
Yes,
you did. And you didn't.
Can I read the list of potential titles?
Sure.
All right, let's see. Adam Burns. So here's what you sent me. And you always send me stuff like during a raid. It was like Friday night during a raid, or Monday night during a raid. And so I was like, and I couldn't reply to it until I was after. So here's the things that you had suggested for last week's show's title. He's probing around in that area. That was a good one.
Okay.
That still could cause a discharge. that was a good one.
Right.
Right. Boring Nessa and giving Chad a boner.
Right.
That's a good one. And then my favorite, is that non-ishemic priapism? Are you just happy to see me?
Right. Well, that's because you said that one. And of course, your favorite is going to be the one. But that's not the one you chose, though.
No, it's not. Because, you see, we end the show with the title. And so that would be really hard to... That's such a specific phrase that you could really only do one joke with it. And then the next one was, I learned a word for that. It's Pinoy. Right.
Right.
And
I still think it may be Pinoy. I like that better anyway. Right.
And what was the one that I chose? That still could cause a discharge.
Yes.
That was the one that I chose. Because, you know, that's not just sex. You could also work firearms into that. So
no.
you could make a comment about firearms.
That had actually in the show that had nothing to do with sex.
Right.
So, you know.
All right. So let's just move along there. So welcome, Stitcher. Or do we say welcome, Stitcher? Or welcome us to Stitcher?
Welcome us
or
to Stitcher.
Stitcher, welcome. Hey, all you Stitcher users. We're glad that you've stitched us in. It's like we should do this thing. You know what? I'm going to head over to the center of the podcasting universe. That would be BigFattyOnline.com. I don't know. Do you? I know you don't listen to the Big Fatty Online.
I do sometimes. I love Big Fatty, and I think he's really funny.
I like Big Fatty too. Now, did you hear the beginning of the show on his Tuesday show or Wednesday show this week?
He did not play our most recent mention of
him. No, he didn't. But I'm just saying that I will play. I think this is it. Let's see. Is this it?
So there you go.
Well, you know, I know that it's not even that, right? When you say things on a podcast, all right? No, that was from Live It Up. That was me and Wes from Live It Up.
Right.
So so that was not that one. Let's see. So was it this one?
But I still think it's gross, and that was like a one-time thing, and I felt ashamed afterwards. I'm never going to do it again.
You just have to be more spiteful like me, because I have an old lady who scrapes her, like she eats her breakfast at work every morning.
See, you made the beginning of the BFO. BFO 1035, you, Adam Burns, and Dr. Wesley P. Stone, P. yet to be determined, made the beginning of the Big Fatty Show.
I tell you what, you must not listen, because we made, Dubious Intent made at least two recent episodes, because I went back and listened to probably 2 weeks worth to hear if we, because I knew we had mentioned him a lot recently, and there were at least two beginnings of shows in the past two weeks.
It is a well-known fact that I do not listen to the BFO. I unsubscribed years ago. The thing I, you know, people just tell me that they're on there. But here's the thing. You know what? On that episode since you were on the beginning of that episode, you know, I listened to that episode just because you were, you know, you and Wes, two of my co-hosts, were featured on the front of the Big Fatty Online. So I was like, you know what? I'll give the little show a listen because, and it's just Fatty bitching about all the robocalls that he's getting because of the election, you know, because of the primaries going on in South Carolina.
Right.
And he's like, oh, all them politicians are all crooked. I hate all them politicians. They're all crooked. And I don't know why suddenly Big Fatty sounds like George W., but that's like in my head, that's all kind of mixed together. So what I was wanted to do, and I couldn't find anybody to do this with. So what I need is, this is an open plea to the podcast listening community or the other podcasters out there. I would very much like to do dueling robocalls on Big Fatty's voicemail. You know what I'm saying? Just like, I would just need to get together with one other person that wants to do it. And we will take two opposing sides of an issue and we'll just keep calling and doing robocalls back and forth on his voicemail. So, you know, just like, you know, Big Fatty doesn't like robots. What is he hiding? Dun, dun, dun. You know.
Well, I think you know. I'm not good at acting, so, and I'm not, I know, yeah.
I have no idea what that would be. But I'm just saying, if anyone wants to play the Big Fatty robocall game, I think we could probably just, you know, keep doing the robocalls, because we could do this. We could do this all the way up to the election, basically. So that gives us an entire year past Pride 48 and everything, you know, that we could just keep doing the robocalls, because he loves them so much. That way he could just get them all the time, because secretly I know he's going to be sad after this Saturday when the South Carolina primaries are over and he doesn't get the robocalls anymore. He's going to miss them. He's going to have a hole in his heart.
I haven't gotten any of those, so I'm not even sure what they say. I guess the politicians.
That's because you're have you never heard a robocall before?
I probably, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm assuming they come on and they say, hey, vote for so and so, because they believe in, you know, if you're a Republican, they're anti-abortion. And if you're a Democrat, you know, they want you to hang your babies from the rafters, you know, that sort of thing. You know, I don't know if it's a Democrat, you know, put a noose around that thing's neck and pull it out. You know, I don't know. Right. But I mean, I guess they just kind of tell you the issues and like what they stand for and please vote for us, mm-hmm. sort of thing.
No.
No?
No.
Well, okay.
I can't believe how horrible you are at this. Let's see.
Well, how horrible?
Hold on, just let me find here. Colbert. Here, let me give you an example of a robocall. Except now, granted, this one's going to be in better sound quality because it's a YouTube clip. But basically, a robocall just means that it's not a real person on the phone. They're calling you and then playing an ad on the phone, right? So they're playing like a 30-second, it's bad enough that they like pepper your television with the 30-second ads for political stuff, but then what they do is they call your phones and start playing them too. Or the really bad ones like actually have the candidate saying like, this is candidate for Congress, Big Fatty, and I am opposed to people who are against slings, because slings are every person's right and they should be allowed to have them in their bedroom. Please vote for me this Tuesday on September 12, 14, and la da da, and it's like this really horrible thing and it just keeps playing over and over and over again. So here, let me play an ad for you. Let me find one. Here we go. Here's a good one. Not that part.
Corporations, America's greatest institution. They built this country one job at a time. Mitt Romney says he's for corporations.
Corporations are people, my friend.
But Mitt Romney has a secret. As head of Bain Capital, he bought companies, carved them up, and got rid of what he couldn't use. If Mitt Romney really believes...
Corporations are people, my friend.
Then Mitt Romney is a serial killer. He's Mitt the Ripper.
Okay, that is clearly...
If you believe corporations are people, do your duty and protect them. On Saturday, January 21st, stop Mitt the Ripper before he kills again. Americans for a Better Tomorrow Tomorrow are responsible for the content of this advertising.
That is obviously a satirical robocall.
Well, actually, all right. So just to come clean here, that is actually a real ad that is really playing on television that was paid for by a super PAC, which I know you don't follow politics, but the Supreme Court did this really douchey thing a couple of years ago with, last year with Citizens United, or was it the year before? Anyway, the point is that during a political campaign, now corporations can donate unlimited amounts of money as long as they don't have contact with the contact with the candidate. So Stephen Colbert on Comedy Central set up his own PAC where he had people donate, you know, and he's raised millions and millions of dollars, and he just makes these crazy commercials and puts them out as kind of a satirical way to point out to people that it's really bad to have unlimited amounts of money for these people to make these stupid ads. So there you go.
Well, okay then. So they actually pipe those ads into your phone.
Some of them, but usually a robocall is the candidate or some, you know, or let me see. If you go to YouTube and type in robocall, you'll find some of them.
We know that I can't Google or YouTube while recording.
I did not know that.
Yeah, but I told you that because I completely will stop talking and like be like a drone for the entire time that it takes me. I can't type and Google. I can't Google and talk at the same time. You see, I can't do a search, and I have to pull up everything.
This is Donald Trump, and I'm not calling to fire you, as we say on The Apprentice. I'm calling to fire you up, because there's an important election in Queens and Brooklyn on Tuesday, and we need to elect businessman Bob Turner to Congress.
So they're usually like that. They're usually some minor celebrity or somebody that is clearly reading a script. And the reason they're called robocalls is because it's just an automated machine that just like calls numbers one after the other, after the other, after the other. And so you get these calls, you know, your phone rings, you look down and it's, you know, it's freaking Donald Trump.
Hey,
you
hear this,
right? This is Donald Trump, and I'm not calling to fire you.
Oh, thank God he's not calling to fire me.
When the podcast awards happen again, this is a brilliant idea. No, this is
we should totally do this.
We should call every single podcast that we know and listen to their voicemails and do robocalls campaigning for our show. So, you know,
this is international internet celebrity Daniel Brewer. I am calling to tell you that Dubious Intent Plus should be voted for the best podcast in the best podcast category. Make sure that you vote for them Tuesday. We're all counting on you.
Yeah, and we could say stuff like cocktails and cream puffs pull babies out of women's vaginas with a string. You know, I don't know.
Cocktails and cream puffs promotes bad drinking and driving. Why are they always in parades with cocktails? It's irresponsible.
Exactly. I think we should. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. We should do it. Right. They're going to steal it from us now.
There was a long way to go to get to that point. All right, so Adam, flushing toilets, and you lost your wallet.
I did. Oh, well, I think you've said it all right there. So I was, well, okay. So I was racking my brain about what I was going to talk about today, and I was listening to some, I think I was listening to the Morning Stream, and they were talking about low-pressure toilets or whatever. And how, yes. You know, and so I was thinking, oh my God, there was a story I completely forgot to tell from Christmas. So I was at my aunt and uncle's house over Christmas, and we were having Christmas dinner. And look, I am not ashamed. If I need to do number two, I've got to do number two. I mean, I just have to. But they have a downstairs bathroom that's kind of separate from everyone else. And so I needed to do that. And so I went down there. And, you know, did my little thing, close the door, whatever, whatever, because I usually don't poop with the door open. And so I do my business, you know, I mean, normally.
Adam Burns doesn't poop with his door open.
Vote for DI Plus. Anyway, and so I get done with, you know, the cleaning up and all that, and I go to flush the toilet. And there is no flushing going on at all. And I mean, what do you do? Like, apparently the toilet is broken. And they did not put a sign or let anyone know that this toilet is out of order. I mean, yeah, I just jiggled the thing and it would not flush at all. And I looked and like it was broken. There was no way that I could. I tried to manually like reach in the little whatever the reservoir thing is and pull the stopper or whatever. Nothing would work at all. So
nothing works.
I'm like, it's kind of like Mission Impossible again, right? So I'm like, what am I going to do? I can't just leave a bunch of turds in their toilet. And I can't go up and say, I've shat in your toilet and I don't know what to do now because it won't go down. And so I thought, what am I going to do? And I thought, I've got to move this. This is gross. I've got to move this. from this toilet to the toilet in their bedroom.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So I went into their bathroom because I was already cleaning everything. I was done. And I got their trash can from their... And I got their trash can and I brought it back into the other one and I reached in and I scooped out. But I took a big wad of toilet paper.
Hush, hush, just stop. Stop right there. Don't say another word. This podcast would like to apologize for any objectionable material that you might have had to listen to during the past 30 seconds. Please continue eating your Cheerios for breakfast and ignore the host.
So I took a wad of toilet paper, wrapped it around my hand.
Oh, no.
And I reached in and I grabbed out the stuff and I plopped it over in the other, in the trash can. And I walked it into their bathroom and I poured it into the other toilet and I flushed it. So now there was nothing I could do with the pee that was in there because I mean I couldn't siphon it out. So they probably found some urine in there. But I was too embarrassed. I could not admit to them that I had shat in their toilet. I couldn't just leave some floaters hanging around, you know. So I know,
that's disgusting, Adam.
I know how people like my poop stories. So there's a there's a poop story. And so on a side note, so I didn't get it in the thank you card that I got from them for their Christmas presents. They didn't mention anything about shit. So I'm assuming they were none the wiser. But on a side note,
until now, you know what? You just threatened to run a negative campaign against cocktails and cream puffs. Do you not think that they're going to use this next year?
Adam Burns
scoops his own feces out of other people's toilets. Is this the kind of person you want to vote for?
Okay, but let me ask you, what would you do in that situation?
You know what? This is where it pays off to be a home pooper because I wouldn't have pooped in someone else's toilet.
But I mean, were you in that situation, what would be the recommendation? Would you go up to your family?
You go to them and go, I don't know. You know, I just went in there to pee and there's like a floater in there. I don't know who was in there last, but it's really gross.
Oh, well, so on a side note, that's not related at all. I've been seeing the man and
the Pinoy.
Yes. Pinoy, whatever. Pinoy. So, I was over there last night and, I got up this morning and I was getting ready for work. And I couldn't find my wallet anywhere. Like, I was searching, and I was like, where the hell is my... And I was already running late for my wallet, like, for work. I was already running late for work, and which I always am. But, I mean, and I literally, I could not... I was pulling pillows out.
Did you think that he had stolen it?
Well, no. But I'm like... Because I had rehearsal at church last night.
Because I was going to say, that would be racist.
And I was over at my mom's house last night. And, you know, I was here and I was over at his place and I was like, oh, my God, where's my. And then I couldn't find, I had a Google Voice number for him, but I couldn't find his real number. And so I called his Google Voice number, but it went straight to voicemail. And I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Is it over there? And I didn't know. I'm like, I can't go to work without a wallet because people could be using my credit cards. I mean, I didn't know. Luckily, he called me. I was on the phone with work telling them I'm going to be late because I can't find my wallet.
I'm going to be late, but I left my wallet at a trick's house last night.
He's not a trick. We're dating. It's different.
And I'm going to have to go and get that back.
So anyway, Luckily he called and said, hey, you left your wallet on my floor. And or your wallet must have fallen out. It's on my floor. And or it
is
was on my...
is your wallet must have fallen out a euphemism for something?
No.
Okay. Cool.
It just fell out of my pants. And
wait, is it fell out of my pants a euphemism for something?
No. So
I was just walking along and it fell out of my pants, officer. I swear.
But I have a coworker that's very interested in my sex life, and I swear to God, I think he's gay and just won't come out of the closet. But when I told him, he's like, did it really? Because I sent an email to my coworkers saying that it had fallen out at church because I wanted a believable story, but I didn't want to tell them it had fallen out in a guy that I'm dating because the Indian women still think that I'm going to marry a woman and I didn't want to like dash their hopes and dreams. Right. So I just said, you know, my wallet, and I had to wait for church to open so I could go pick it up and all of that. And so, because I do that, I'll make up elaborate lies just to, but anyway.
Right.
So he comes over to me and says, did it really fall out at church? What were you
Adam
doing?
Adam Burns makes up elaborate lies.
He's like, what were you doing last night? Did it really fall out at church? I'm like, dude, come out of the closet already. Seriously. Anyway, that's it. That's all.
Excellent.
That's all. I found my wallet. All is good with the world. And, you know. Uh-huh.
All right. Well, I believe on the last show, I complained bitterly complained that I had been here in Connecticut for, you know, the better part of the month of January. And it had not rained. It had not snowed. Not a single flake of snow had fallen here in Connecticut.
You did.
So, all of that changed Tuesday night. We got our first snow of the year, our very, very first snow, and everyone was all pissy and moany about it, and I, like, ran into the office, and I was just like, I was, like, jumping up and down and, like, pointing out the snow. I'm just, like, going, oh, my God, it's snow. Do you see out the window? There's snow on the ground, and they're, like, push it up in the things, and they're all just like, what the fuck is your deal? And I'm just like, no, you don't understand. There's snow. And
I'm like, I can see you, like, running outside, just falling backwards into the snow and, like, making
a snow angel.
And like,
not enough. Oh. There's only like an inch or so. But it is snowing right now as we speak. And then we're supposed to get snow all day on Saturday. So they're saying that by dinner time on Saturday, we will have 7 to 8 inches. And I am led to believe that these are not AOL inches, that these are actual 7 to 8 inches of snow. So I'm very excited about it because unlike all you other jaded people that live in the north and like, oh, snow's a pain in the ass, blah, blah, blah. You know what? It's my first snow. And think back before you became jaded, you know, it's cool to have your first
snow.
Now,
is that
your
first snow ever?
No, like, I mean, I've seen snow on the ground. I'm trying to think if I've ever seen it snow.
In your 55 years, you've never seen it snow.
All right, I'm not 55. And I mean, yeah, no, it snowed in South Carolina and stuff. I've just never lived in a place that it snowed. I've never lived in a place that snowed more than once a year because South Carolina, we would get one snow day a year. And, you know, when I lived in Florida for the first 40 years of my life, it never snowed. So,
well, I'm proud for you. I'm glad. I really like snow, and I can work from home when it snows here. So anytime it snows enough that it's a little bit slippery, I can work from home, which I enjoy very much. But it hasn't snowed to any great extent. It snowed like last week or the week before, but it was just a dusting. Like, it was just a dandruff of snow on the grass, and that was it.
A dusting. Yeah. A dusting of snow. And then the other thing that I have written down here is that I believe I was also complaining about tea last week, that I made a crappy cup of tea.
Yes.
I bought the wrong tea, really, basically. The tea that I got was just too weak, because I like a stronger tea. So I did go out to Teavana again the other night, and I bought 4 different kinds of tea.
Four.
And I have, you know, but not whole things out. You know, I just bought samplers of
right.
4 different kinds to try to see which ones I liked. And so I've made several. And I'm going to tell you that my new favorite tea, which is really good. I mean, this is the first tea that I've made from Teavana where I was like, wow, that's really good. Like, that is better than anything I could have gotten out of a tea bag or yada, yada, yada. And it's called My Morning Mate.
Now, I know that I've made this joke several times last week, and you just kind of glossed over it, but
yes.
I know that a person that pours coffee is called a barista, and a person
yes.
that makes mixed drinks can call themselves a mixologist. So
yes.
someone who prepares teas, are they a tea bagger?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, I just want to clear that up.
They are called a tea infuser.
That's really, they have a name? I wouldn't be surprised, but I like tea bagger better. So what do you do for a living? You know, and people who work for Starbucks, you know, they're like, oh, I'm a barista.
Barista is for both, though. I think barista is just a hot, let's see, I'm pulling it up right now. A barista, Let's see. Baristas generally operate a commercial espresso machine, and their role is preparing the shot and pulling the shot. Oh, so yeah,
they pull
so
shots.
It's not even that they make coffee. It's they have to be making espresso.
You know,
they have
I to be pull
operating the espresso machine.
I pull shots. Can I call myself a barista? Badoom-ching. No,
it is. It is of Italian origin. A barista is a male or a female bartender who typically works behind a counter serving both hot drinks and cold alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages, not a coffee maker specifically.
Well, then I want a campaign. In fact, I'm going to start a robocall campaign, and I'm going to call all these tea organizations, and I'm going to say, I think that you should come up with a new title for tea infuser people, and you should call yourselves tea baggers. And that way, when someone says, hey, what do you do for a living? Well, I mean, can't touch this. You know, I don't want to brag, you know, and you know, I know we don't like to talk about numbers and salaries and the like, but I am a teabagger.
What does that have to do with numbers and salaries?
Nothing. Moving right along.
Hey, talk about your brother's wedding.
A divorce.
Oh, well, you know, same thing.
I don't want to say much. My brother, okay, and I shouldn't divulge so much family information, but I mean, my life's an open book, so... Oh, you really want to... Because I can... My brother's... damn. Poor Big Fatty. I don't even know. I can't talk. My brother's luck with women right now is... basically that. But... So his current wife. So I want to say he was married for like 22 years, and I have two nephews who are all grown up, and that wife left him for another man, and then the most recent wife, he decided he started dating like within 3 or 4 months of his first wife leaving him, which is a mistake to begin with. But I mean, what are you going to say? I mean, you can't. I mean, first of all, you know, I don't have any experience with women, and he didn't ask me my opinion. But I mean, if I was going to tell it, I'd be like, look, you need to be single for a little while before you start dating someone else. Well, he's in his 40s, and his current wife, who he started dating back then, like a couple of years ago, was like 24 or something like that.
And far too young.
And I mean, I don't have anything against young people, but I mean, that for a 40-something-year-old to think that he's going to be able to marry a 24-year-old and they're going to be able to stay together for the rest of, I mean, whatever. So she, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, she just left because I don't even know. Nobody cheated on anybody else. I don't know exactly what the reasons were.
So you're saying I shouldn't date a 24-year-old? Is that what you're basically getting at?
Well, you have a husband. So I should hope that.
But let's say tomorrow that he died in a tragic feces transference accident. Right? He was trying to move feces from one toilet to another. Let's say he died tragically. So I should not date a 24-year-old. Is what you're saying?
I'm not opposed to it.
I can sleep with him. I just shouldn't date.
I'm saying that I think that. In most cases, there is such a gap mentally between someone who's more mature.
Oh, see, no, there's the problem. There is no mental gap whatsoever between a young kid and me because I have the intelligence of a young kid, like a kid like 13 or 14.
Well, but I mean, generally speaking, and I think this is even more true in. Sorry, I had to burp. Straight relationships.
Oh, poor Big Friday.
For whatever reason. That was Mama Foo's chicken, but y'all didn't hear it, so it doesn't really matter. But so that was so now he is like, he doesn't know what to do with himself alone, like at all.
Masturbate?
I mean, he's worse than me. I mean, so I'm good alone. I like to be alone. Like, that's fine. I mean, I'll date if it comes up, but I like coming home and being able to do whatever I want to do. He, like, is talking to my mom, like, 3 or 4 times a day, like, crying and all this kind of stuff. And I was over there last night, and, of course, I don't know if anyone has ever had this this thing happened with family. But are you ever at your family's house and some other family member is on the phone and you have to play the phone passing game?
Yes.
So this was a double phone passing game because my grandma was there and my mom was there. My grandma was there. It was her birthday yesterday. And so she was talking to my aunt who had called to wish her a happy birthday. My mom was talking to my brother because he was complaining about being alone and all of this. And so first, my grandma, when my mom gives the phone to my grandma to talk to my brother, she then transfers the phone over to me to talk to my aunt. Yeah. And then when she's done,
you do realize this is an audio show, right?
Right, I do.
I'm not even. I'm seeing you on video talking with your hands, and I'm already lost.
And then when she's done with my aunt, and then we have to do the phone swap, where then
which went to Susie, who wasn't actually there, but then she handed it off to Myrtle, who was also wanted to talk to Maybell because Maybell didn't know what the hell she was doing. And
well, the point of that is, I had to talk to my brother. And we have nothing in common, and I don't know what to say to him. I don't know.
Is he your older brother or your younger brother?
He's my older brother. I don't know what to say to him.
Then you say things like, God, you're old.
I told him. You know what I told him? I said, I'm really sorry that you're having such a hard time. I said, I wish I could give you some sort of advice, but as we all know, I don't have any experience with women. So I'm like, I can't tell you what to do. And that was about it. And It's just I don't know. And he's buying her a house because he figures a mortgage payment will be better than child support or something of that nature. I don't know. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it,
point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, erase it, write it, cut, you know what? Paste it, save it, load it, check it. Laurie Dean, like the other day, was listening to his iPod at work. Or his iPhone or whatever the fuck those people listen to. And he was just like going, all right, tell me, what's the name of that song? What's the name of that techno song? Because I'm going to have to buy it. And so he had to go buy the Technologic song. So there you go. Anyone else that was curious, is Technologic by Daft Punk is the name of that song. However, you know what I was going to say? You know, I'm still working on trying to get some songs redone for us.
Well, actually, I was going to ask you about that, but that's not really, appropriate for this segment.
I've talked a bit, but maybe we should talk to, you know, Dells in Dallas is a musician. Maybe we should get him, see what he would charge us to make a technology.
I mean, aren't you having the contact one redone?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to.
You never said who it was.
Because I don't want to embarrass anyone who is clearly just horrible at responding to things, even though every time I ask them, oh, no, yeah, we're right on that. And it's just like, you know what, just tell me no so I can go to someone else.
So what's anyway, this IBS on Zoom? Has your Zoom got ICS? IBS?
No. What? I was swallowing, sorry. ICS, ice cream sandwich. I woke up this morning and I picked up my little Zoom tablet, unplugged it from its charger. I was going to, because I take it with me to work. And anyway, I turned it, I flipped over to the front page to check the weather, and it had a little message that came up and said, hey, there's a system update available for you. And I peed my pants. I was so excited. So I got ice cream sandwich on my Zoom today. So the new Android ice cream sandwich 4.0 on my Zoom, I've been playing with that all day today. Super freaking awesome. It does the panoramic shots, automatic panoramic shots. So you can just, you put it into panoramic mode and then you just, you know, you tap the camera button once and then you just slowly slide your camera and it just stitches together the picture and then you hit stop and then it makes it all into a big, nice panorama. I put a couple on the Google Plus on my stream today, a couple of the panoramic pictures that I took at work, just like my work area and stuff like that. But it's really cool. It's really nice. It's a lot faster. It's got a lot of new bells and whistles. It does the voice dictation, real-time voice dictation. So as you're talking, it's transcribing as you're talking. So instead of like right. It used to where, yeah. It's really nice. And so I'm very jazzed by that. It's super cool.
You'd have to have video to really understand because, I've always thought it was funny when, I've always thought, who takes pictures with their tablet? Because doesn't it look absolutely ridiculous holding up this big, huge tablet to, yes, like, take pictures? And you just have to see the video of you actually holding your hands the correct distance apart to be a tablet and then doing like this. It's like taking pictures with this big, huge 10-inch, right, you know, thing.
You know, back in my day, that's how we had to take pictures. We had to, like, get the old big box cameras and throw the little sheet over our head and hold up the flash off to the side and put the gunpowder on it and set it off. Anyway, so yeah, ice cream sandwich on my Zoom today. I was super duper excited about that. As far as I know, the Motorola Zoom tablet is the first Android device to officially get 4.0 other than the new Galaxy Nexus phone, which is the flagship phone that came out with it. Ice cream sandwich should be rolling out on a bunch of other tablets soon. So look for that if you have an Android tablet. So yay. And then I see underneath here that you were talking about DI Plus on Roku. Now, I believe, I know that Pride 48 is set up with the old time radio folks or the streaming radio folks. So we've always, Pride 48 has always been on Roku and on several other streaming devices that that use that service.
Well, here we go. So first I wanted to say, not on that point, but on the ice cream sandwich point, I am still working on getting the new phone, and I went to Best Buy the other night just to make an inquiry because I was going to try to have the phone today for the show, and apparently they don't have them at the store. They have to order them. But it really annoys me. They hire these 18-year-olds who know nothing and look like they are totally not interested in talking to you. I mean, they come up to you and they're like, how can I help you? And you actually have a question for them. And they act like, oh, God, I have to actually talk to this person. And then, you know, as they're trying to explain to you whatever it is that they're explaining, they just look completely bored out of their freaking mind. Like, can I go back to talking to my friend over here? You know, and not helping you. If you're not buying something tonight, just leave me alone, basically. But anyway, so I don't have the phone yet, but I'm working on that. It's going to have to be ordered. So
what are you getting?
Well, I think I am going to get the Galaxy S2.
Oh, sweet.
I'm pretty sure about that. It's in my price range, and I have the Best Buy gift card and all that. I just have to do it because I got paid today, so now I can take care of that. But anyway, the reason I wanted to mention DI Plus on Roku is because I've been wanting to learn how to write Roku apps, just because it looks like it's really easy and something I could do quickly and in my spare time and whatever. And so what I thought I would do, and, you know, I know that most people, and I agree, would not do audio things on a television because it seems like a waste. But if you don't have good speakers and you want to listen to something in your living room, for instance, you may want to do it on your television. So I am going to write, I'm going to attempt to write a little, you know, simple little Roku app just for DI Plus. And then I may add some features later, like if people tweet about DI Plus or, you know, things of that nature, that there'll be some other options just so I can teach myself how to write a Roku app. Because apparently the language that it uses is, I've already downloaded the developer SDK and all of that. Apparently it's very similar to Visual Basic or VB Script. And it's called Bright Script, I think, or something like that. And it's cool because, I mean, and if I learn, you know, you can do other things. Like, you can create private channels for yourself that just have content that maybe you wanted to display on your television, you know, and you never have
like
to.
Like porn.
You could do that. Or, you know, whatever. But it's just something I wanted to. It seems really simple and easy to pick up. And you can test it right on your own Roku. There's a certain key combination on the remote that you can press in order to move it into developer mode. And you can debug right on there.
All right. So I know people are going to ask the obvious question, which, you know, this is the world we live in. People are going to say, what is a Roku? A Roku is a small hockey puck size device that you hook to your television that will give you access to, like, Netflix and other streaming video, like streaming video off the internet and whatnot, right on your television. So it basically, it has an HDMI cable to hook to your television, and it also hooks to the Ethernet to your internet, and then it has a little remote control, and so it's just a cool thing like that.
And if I'm able to do this, because what you said, Pride 48 is on Roku. You mean the live streaming Pride 48?
Yes.
So what I'm thinking is that if I get this down and I'm able to fairly easily create an application, that I might eventually create a Pride 48 one where anybody who wanted to that's a member of Pride 48 could be listed, and it would just update with, and there are apps on there where you can go and select a show and then it will display the episodes for that show or podcast, and you can, you know, play them right on there. So it wouldn't be a joint feed. It would just be this app would pull all of the information from all of the feeds, and then people could browse through them on their Roku. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, rewrite it, plug it, and the other thing I was going to say real quickly is I could probably add the live streaming portion to that app so that it's our own app. But anyway. Do I not get any of the news?
I did a Chewbacca.
Oh, okay. Officials at Cairo's International Airport confiscated 420 pounds of frozen cow brains Friday from three Sudanese travelers who planned to sell them to Egyptian restaurants, authorities said.
Why would they eat them?
An airport official said it was the fourth time this week that customs officers there had foiled an attempt to smuggle cow brains into the country, reflecting the growth of a money-making scheme made possible by some realities of international supply and demand. Cow brains are cheap in Sudan, and Egyptians like to eat them.
You'll have brain. You have cow brain. I take cow brain. Five.
A pound of raw cow brains bought in Sudan for less than a dollar can be resold in Egypt for six times as much, airport officials said. That means Friday's haul could have earned the men more than $1,500.
Cocktails and Cream Puffs wants to sell your brain to Sudanese.
I have actually eaten pig brains before.
Oh.
My grandma, not my alive grandma, but the one that's dead.
The one that died from mad pig disease or something?
my father's mother, who is no longer with us, she used to make brains and eggs. So, and they, in the store, they sell these little cans, and it looks like the potted meat or whatever that you would get, and it's pig brains. And she would just...
Can you throw a y'all in there?
Y'all... And she would, y'all, she
y'all,
would.
Y'all, I used to have eggs and brains, y'all. I used to get up and have eggs and brains.
It's not, no, that's not the correct way to say it. It's brains and eggs.
Oh, so it'd be like, that was brains and eggs.
Right, and actually.
I expect to hear that on a big fatty.
I have to say, it's not, I only have had it like once, but it actually was not bad. It really just tastes like a salty ham or a salty meat. If you don't know that it's brains,
move on, gross.
And Paula Deen has diabetes, I've heard, and so maybe she ate the brains.
It's like that time I got hoodwinked into eating haggis.
Okay. A northeastern Pennsylvania woman says she was fired from her job at a frozen snack factory for wearing a prosthetic penis to work while contemplating gender reassignment. She is now suing. Pauline Davis, 45, because it's important that she's 45, filed a federal civil. Why can't I talk?
She filed a civil. Is all that pig brain that you ate?
She filed a federal civil rights lawsuit Wednesday against J&J Snack Foods Corp, a maker of frozen sweets and other snacks, over her termination from the company's plant in Moosic near Scranton. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so basically, but you know,
oh my God, they make those super pretzels.
So what I don't understand about this is, I mean, obviously she didn't whip the thing out in the frozen food, you know, I mean,
how did they know that she was wearing a fake penis to work? Unless she did have it out.
I mean, did she get the, could I have the 12-inch super schlong so I can try this out for my gender reassignment? I mean, what?
Oh my God. You know what? J&J makes patio burritos. You know, those little frozen burritos.
Yes.
They make those patio burritos. So she could have, her fake schlong could have touched one of those burritos.
Well, I don't know. It's just weird. I mean, did she
pull it out? No, here's what it is. You know what? They are also, I was looking here at their page to see what else they made. They make California churros and Tio Pepe's churros. Perhaps they thought she was trying to steal a churro off the line.
Down her pants.
And they were like, down her pants. And or a patio burrito, could be. And so they, you know, they had to check to make sure that she wasn't, in fact, stealing it, and then they found a fake penis. And so maybe there's some rule there that says that you can't put things down your pants because then they can't tell if you're trying to steal.
Well, on a side note, I have to say Chaz Bono is now contemplating between a micro penis or a phallic reconstruction surgery for her gender reassignment,
Yes.
And so evidently they can choose between having the clitoris somehow enlarged into a penis. I don't know exactly how that works.
Yes.
But it is it is called a micro penis because it's small, kind of like micro machines.
Yes.
And or you can have some skin from your body rolled up kind of like a churro and attached. But apparently you don't have as much feeling if you choose the skin option.
Correct. All right. Now, and you know what? I've got to get off this, but just J&J Snacks.
Are you going to read us their whole line of products?
Yes. Listen to this. Tell me which of these is not phallic. All right. So you have the Super Pretzel Soft Sticks, which is the cheese-filled soft pretzel stick.
I don't like my penises to be cheese-filled.
You have the Pretzel Fills, which are, again, pretzel sticks. You have the Luigi's Italian Ice, which are like, that push-up ice, you know, like the things. And then they have the California Churros and the Tio Pepe Churros and the Patio Burritos and then the Dogster's Healthy Treat, which is the ice cream for dogs. So that's their one non-phallic food.
Wait a minute. That does not go with the other things that they make. They make, does that tell you the quality of the snack food that they make? We make burritos and dog food. I mean, come on. Gosh, a Massachusetts man has turned over 94 hamsters to a local animal shelter, telling officials he was running out of room in his apartment.
Damn things keep breeding.
The director.
Gotta get rid of them somehow.
The director of the shelter says the rodents were well cared for and will make nice pets. So that's
right. Now, how did he end up with 94? And A, why did he count them? And B, how did,
I don't know. And that was the news.
The news.
We don't have an ending for that one. Sorry.
Oh, good. Because I thought I might have missed
something. Oh, we could do.
Oh, yeah, I like that. That'll work. Oh, and thank you, by the way, for not playing that, for not reading the news story that Stephen from Wisconsin posted earlier this week, the sick, twisted story about the people that were castrating the sheep with their teeth.
I didn't see that one, so.
Thank God, because you would have
read it.
You would have probably, yeah.
It's your birthday. I'm gonna have a good time. I'm glad it's your birthday. Happy birthday to ya.
One day I'm gonna buy that song. One day I'm gonna spend the 99 cents and buy that song.
All right, so this one is a woman. We have used this theme song before, but this is a woman.
Yes.
So here we go. Hopefully.
Dizzy Gillespie. Shelley Long.
No.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, fat chick. Kirstie Alley.
That's correct. Kirstie Alley had a birthday, and she turned, let me pull it up here.
By the way, I wasn't making fun of Kirstie Alley's weight. She had a little one season Showtime show called Fat Actress. So
she turned 66.
66.
All right.
She looks good for 66.
She does, and she lost a lot of weight. Okay, this one I'm going to play a few things here. Unless you just it jumps out at you, then you know, you can scream it, but. That won't tell you anything. So let's try this one. These are both movies.
Is this Raymond Williams, The Adventure Begins?
Okay, so if that one doesn't tell you anything, because that the guy is in both of these movies, and here is an interview with him. Hold on.
A bigger and better movie. Pirates 3, I suppose it's the end of a trilogy of movies. So they'll hopefully an audience will get a great sense of satisfaction in.
Oh, it's Charlie seeing, from Lost. Charlie from
the
Lost.
The sort of evolution of all these characters come to a close. And, you know, so.
No, this is. He's talking about Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's. We go east. We have Chow Yun Fat come into the film. And he brings an incredible
Is that. What's his name?
Obviously, Keith Richards.
That's not Johnny Depp, because Johnny Depp's not British.
Okay, let me say. And, he's in Lord of the Rings and Pirates of the Caribbean.
The second movie, I mean,
he's the dude, the elf,
in the sense that
he's Legolas from Lord of the Rings. I don't know his name.
Orlando Bloom, and oh my God, I cream my pants. He is so hot to me. I don't care if he's got the long blonde hair or what he's got. I didn't have any theme music that was recognizable for him. Sorry. So Orlando Bloom turned 35. So he would be in my age range to date. Anyway, there you go. Okay, this is a girl, not the main character, who is a boy.
The new boy in the neighborhood lived down there under.
All right, there were two girls on this show. So the two boys were Scott Baio and then the one that we saw naked on last week's episode. Right?
No, he was not in Charles in Charge. That's Willie Ames.
Yes, he was.
Willie Ames was in Charles in Charge.
Oh, okay. But no, was Scott Baio was in Charles in Charge.
Yes.
And Willie Ames.
Yeah, but Willie Ames
Oh, so I was thinking the one with Tony Danza.
Right.
All right, so Charles in Charge was Tony Danza. No. Charles in Charge of Scott Baio and Willie Ames. I don't remember any females from that show because I had such a crush on both of them that I couldn't possibly have known anyone else was even in that
show.
Well,
I thought this was... Originally, I thought this girl was in Desperate Housewives because I get her mixed up with the other woman who has a similar name. But this is Nicole Eggert, who was in Charles in Charge and Baywatch. Nicolette Sheridan looks very similar to me to Nicole Eggert, she is in Desperate Housewives, but completely different person. But Nicole Eggert turned 40, and
I don't even know who the hell that is. In Charles in Charge, I remember that it was like that show that, and in the opening credits, he was like in the bathroom in just his towel. And
I used to watch that show all the time, and I thought he was so hot. Show. Okay, this is also a woman.
So that is the theme to Night Court.
No.
No?
No. What's the deal with airline peanuts?
That's Seinfeld, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So then it's what's her name? It's Elaine's birthday.
Yeah, Julia Louise Dreyfus, or Louis Dreyfus, or however you say her last name.
Yes.
She turned 51.
51.
Okay.
Julia Louis Dreyfus.
Now that you've totally screwed up that theme song, maybe you'll get this next one.
What the hell was the theme song to Night Court then?
Well, I'll tell you.
Ah, that's what they do in night court.
And this is a birthday.
All right, but was it a guy or a girl?
It's a guy.
All right, not. We've done one of them. Did we do Richard Mall before? So it's not the one we did.
We did not do Richard Mall before.
It's Richard Mall.
Okay. Yes, it's Richard Mall. He turned 69.
Which one did we do before? John Larroquette?
I think so. Yeah, it was John Larroquette, I think. We may have done both of them.
No, I think I guessed Harry Anderson before, and you were like, no, he just had his birthday. And then, so that's how I knew that not to guess Harry Anderson this time. And I was just really glad that it wasn't the black dude whose name I can never He's Token, right? Isn't that his name? Token?
Yeah,
the Token
like
black
that.
Guy?
Well, speaking of black guys... this next one is
Bill Cosby.
This next one is not a theme song, but this is a
yellow pudding box.
This is a famous rant from last year. And I don't know if you'll know this person by the voice.
I did not sleep with that woman. Here, that woman has. I was walking down the street and it fell out.
But here we go.
Aim an argument.
I can't believe someone like you is on the radio screwing up the. Word, and I hope everybody heard it. So what
they did, and I'll say it again. Is what you hear on HB. If you're that hypersensitive about color
Laura
and don't
shithead.
Have a sense of humor, yes. Don't marry out of your race.
This week,
so
a day after
Dr.
Her.
Laura Shithead, who's not even a doctor.
So, and now she's just on YouTube. Well, I shouldn't diss that because we're not on like a real radio station or anything. But
no, we didn't used to be.
Dr. Laura turned 65. Okay. I used to listen to her show, actually. I'm ashamed to admit. But
you know, she doesn't have a doctorate in anything. She's not a doctor.
She has a PhD in like some kind of sports medicine or something. It's not related.
And isn't her son gay? Didn't she disown her son because he's gay?
I don't know. I didn't hear that, but
Derek.
Anyway, I like radio, and it's hard to find good radio shows to listen to. And I liked to listen to her bitch out people on the radio. But I know she's anti-gay, and I shouldn't support that. But anyway, this is the most important one ever, and the face of the planet.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart
sounds. Familiar.
Oh my God, you know this one.
All right, it's the Golden Girls.
It is.
And I know this one because she was just on television.
That's right.
The other night, and Big Fatty was talking about it. Did I just say Big Betty was talking about it? Did I say Fatty? Or did
you
I say
said,
Betty?
You said Fatty.
Okay, because in my head, I was just like, did I just say Big Betty? I was like, it's Fatty White's birthday. Big Betty was talking about it on the Big Betty Online.
It's Betty White's birthday, or it was, and she turned 90. And I swear to God, she is going to be acting. She is going to fall over dead on set somewhere. Because she is in Hot in Cleveland, which is a TV Land show, which is really funny, by the way. I mean, I like it. She's also, now they announced that she is going to be in a new show called Off Their Rockers. And
yes,
it's old people pranking other people. And evidently they had a birthday celebration for her, and I missed it. Somebody posted it on Facebook like 30 minutes after it was over. I mean, what's the point of that?
Do you not have on demand on your cable? You can't go back and watch it. It was on.
You know, I don't even know. I have AT&T UVerse. I don't know if I do or not.
Yeah, you do. Go to the. I forget which channel it was on. It was on NBC, maybe.
It was. I think so. It was whatever station is playing the Off Their Rocker thing, because I think they did her birthday special and then went right into that new show that she's on. So. But I wanted to see it. Well, anyway, happy birthday, Betty. And I'm just so scared she's going to die because she's old. And I really like her. And I loved Golden Girls. I watched it. I have seen Golden Girls so many times. I could. Maddie and I used to sit around and say the funny lines with them as they said them on the episodes. We would watch an episode of Golden Girls every night while we ate dinner. That was like the ritual. So, and all of them but her are dead. That's it. No more birthdays. Take it away.
It's your birthday. I'm gonna have a good time. I'm glad it's your birthday.
Schlesinger to see.
All right. So, you know, I was thinking about the birthdays, and after we've gone a whole year, like, it won't be much of a contest because I've chosen all the ones that I thought had really recognizable theme songs. And so if I go back and try to choose other ones next year, I won't have anything. I'll just be going, you know, the person who was on that thing and did the thing with the thing. And, you know, and there will be no, like, theme songs unless I just redo them. And then you'll go, oh, yeah, that was the person from episode 25, you know.
Well, I thought we were recording the birthday segments and we're just going to replay them next year.
Oh, is that what we're going to do? Just splice
like
them
a free,
in?
Yeah.
Well,
like
no,
a free 10-minute segment.
I say how old they are and they're going to be a year older.
Oh, like we couldn't edit that.
Oh, right. Okay.
Miss Betty White, she's 91.
Right. Actually, we could just insert one of those AT&T robot voices, right. You know, like Big Fatty was doing on his show the other day from that website.
I'm television's Betty White. Big Fatty doesn't like robots. I'm here to tell you that old people rely on them. Don't vote for Big Fatty on Robot Day.
I don't even know what the fuck that means. Go ahead.
All right. Well, did we have any emails?
Yes, we did.
Okay, well, why don't you read those or that one, whatever. I don't know how many we
have.
Okay.
I have one that came in today. Unless another one came in and went to contact at dubiousintent.com, because this is the one that came in to me at contact at dubiousintent.com. Did you not get it?
Oh, wait. We need to mention a couple of different things. Oh, do you want me to read that one? That one just came in at 6:19. I was taking a nap.
I will read it.
Okay. Go ahead. But
this one comes in from your ex-boyfriend Mark in Canada. He says, "Hi guys, congrats on Adam's new boyfriend. He sounds dreamy." And I'm sure in Canadian talk that dreamy is pronounced Pinoy. "Call me crazy, but I also don't like to get ripped apart by a big cock. So I can relate to Adam's reluctance to be fucked, but I have had a pleasant experiences with guys with smaller cocks. So Adam, don't break up with this guy just because of his cock size or because maybe he's a top. If and when the time comes, take it slowly, relax, and give it the old college try. You may be surprised and may actually enjoy the sensation of him being inside you. No pain required."
I have had a small penis.
You stepped on his line because that was it was like one of those it was like one of those advice columns on the air, you know, where it's like, "You may be surprised and actually enjoy the sensation of him being inside you. No pain required." I'm Mark in Canada, and this has been this month's sex tip.
Well, Mark, thank you. Well, first of all, can I say, whoa. I am dating someone, okay? We are not boyfriends. I am not one of those gays that sees somebody two times and says, "This is my boyfriend." Okay, when I say someone is my boyfriend, that means we are serious and it's going to be a relationship. Right. We don't know that yet. Okay?
Don't know that.
Because I was in a very long relationship and I'm still enjoying not being in a relationship. So we'll see. I like him though. I mean, it's I like him. The second thing I want to say is I have had a small penis inside of me and it hurts too. I mean, that's all I'm going to say. My very first boyfriend had one about the size of, like, your pinky, and that was also painful. So,
I'm a little behind there, but I was playing the Newlywed theme song.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So, I'll let you guys know, I will say I'm kind of doing that Adam thing that I'm want to do. I'm always afraid that people will stop liking me or don't like me. So if he doesn't text fast enough back, I like obsess that he's through with me and stuff like that. Right. So, yeah.
By the way, do you know what this theme is, a theme song to?
No, I do not.
So if you know what that theme song is, give us a call on the voicemail line and let us know. Did we get any voicemails?
We needed to mention something else. Did you not get emails from Chad?
Yes, I did get emails from Chad. So we needed. Why did they? Did they go to you too?
Yeah.
Oh, they
did. Did you not know that?
Yes. No, I just thought that he was sending them to me. Oh, they went to you too.
Because you said to send it to contact@doobiesintent.com. Well, I just wanted to let everyone know, because I know he likes attention, that Chad sent us three very nice photos. I especially like the one on the pool table.
You know what? Here's the thing. Now, this is all right. A, they're very nice pictures. But here's the thing, this is how fucked up my brain is. Number one, this very latest one that came in, I can't help but notice that it's 4:44 on the clock. That like immediately jumps out at me. And I don't know. It's like one of those things. It's like, it's over in the background. The clock is not anywhere near the central part of the picture, but I'm just like obsessed with the fact that it's 4:44 on the clock. Now on the pool table picture, one of my favorites, by the way, on the pool table photo, he's got a dollar bill shoved into his sock.
Does he?
And if you zoom in there on his sock, let me find it here. Yeah. So if you zoom in on his sock, right there, there is a dollar bill peeking out of the top of the sock. You can just kind of like see the edge of it by the lighting there.
Oh, he does.
It's like, why do you have a dollar bill shoved in? See, now I shouldn't be looking at that. I should be admiring the naked man on the pool table. And I did. I admired that. But then I'm obsessed now with, why is there a dollar bill sticking out of a sock? What is that? And I don't want to email him back, because then immediately he's going to be like, oh, you think I'm ugly and you couldn't even look at my picture, so you had to look at my sock, right? Which was not the case. I was just...
Well, normally I don't respond to emails that come to contact@dubiousintent.com because I figure we're responding on the show. So right. I want to save that for the show because I figure they listen. But I did actually send him a message on Facebook and told him that I liked them and thank you and all of that. But, you know, maybe he was a stripper at one point. I mean,
maybe he's a stripper and that was a dollar from his,
from his
gig.
In fact, he told me that there is a strip bar across the state line over in Illinois where they get completely nude. And he said, if I drove up to visit him, that he and his husband would take me to that strip bar. So, cause they live in St. Louis, which is actually 5.5 hours away, but I could drive up there.
You know, St. Louis is the only city with a handle.
No, I wasn't aware of that. Anyway,
they built a big handle on the city.
Oh, the arch. Okay, sorry. Okay.
All right, fine.
So we just now, like 45 minutes ago, got a voice letter in the email. So yes. Luckily, I've...
Did someone die? You know what? We got that voicemail, and I immediately, that's the first thing I did is I went to Google News to see, did someone die?
I hope Betty White didn't die. We were just having that segment about her. And oh, whoa. You know, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Why did it open it in iTunes?
I don't know. Because it's an MP4. It's a thing. He recorded it on his iPhone. Do you want me to play it?
Yeah, play. Can you play it?
Yeah, because I don't have iTunes on this machine, so it will play correctly. All right, let me download it here. It's a phone. Did we get any calls in on our phone?
We did. Do you want me to play those?
Well, here.
Hi, Adam and Daniel. It's Peter G calling.
Hi, Peter G.
You know, Adam, a Pinoy is a person of Filipino descent, especially one who lives abroad from the Philippines.
And the plural of it is penises.
It's Pinoys. I don't know.
When you talk about penises, you're actually talking about people that lived in
the past. I think it was considered derogatory, but it has been reclaimed by Filipinos as a word.
Ooh, like queer.
Mostly to describe the participants of the Filipino diaspora.
He just wanted to work the word diaspora.
I don't even know what that means.
It's a new software program that's trying to outdo Facebook.
No, I know.
My assistant at work is a Filipino tranny. And so I got all this information from participants of the Filipino diaspora. My assistant at work is a Filipino tranny.
His assistant at work is he doesn't want to use the derogatory phrase Pinoy to describe him. So he wants to say, Filipino, but then totally throws it out the window by calling me a tranny.
I mean, why don't you just go the whole distance and say a Pinoy tranny? I mean,
yeah, my Pinoy tranny assistant. Like continuing.
And so I got all this information from him, her. And speaking of your small penis Pinoy lover, I don't quite get how you don't know if he's a top or a bottom. I thought Grindr was supposed to eliminate all of this guesswork.
Yes.
I mean, it's all right there for you, isn't it? At least for me, it does. It takes all the guessing out of it. And from what you describe with your Pinoy lover probing the area, it sounds like your thriller for Manila ain't going to be satisfied with just a Pacific Rim. You might never get into that Manila envelope, honey. Anyway, I love your show. And Daniel, I'm still waiting for an explanation about how the hell you know how to tile a floor. Is there no skill you can't master? Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Okay. Thank you, Peter G.
First of all, I don't think I've ever heard a voicemail from him. And have we ever had one from him? He's funny.
No.
Second of all, I can never let this guy listen to our show. Oh, my God.
You mean your small penis Pinoy lover?
He can never listen. We've got to get off this topic.
How would he know that you were talking about him? Perhaps you had another small penis Pinoy
lover. And then, I hate the word lover, but he was, so the email, he was referred to as my boyfriend. Now he's my lover. I mean, sheesh, I'm going on dates with someone, okay?
He's your lover. Soon he'll be your Filipino tranny assistant. And Peter G wanted to know how I know how to tile. It's because I've owned a house before. And when you own a house, you have to know how to do everything. That's how you learn. That's how I learned how to build a deck. And because this is what happens. Your husband comes home and says things like, you know what would be really nice for these things would be like these columns, these black columns with like lights in them that light up the artwork. And I saw them. They're only like $400 a piece. And you're like, $400? Jesus Christ, I could build those for cheaper. And then you go and you end up, you know, buying the nail gun and stuff like that. And then you have that. And then you're like, well, now I've got a framing gun, so I might as well build a wall.
Well,
you know,
well, I tell you what,
really,
I also own a home, and I will tell you that when you own a home, Home Depot becomes your friend.
Home Depot becomes the store of 1,000 things you never knew existed, but you absolutely have to have.
I mean, I'm so serious. We would go to Home Depot and just drool and like salivate. Oh my God, look at those light fixtures. And, you know, look at those shower heads and like everything. And oh, what's this? Oh, you know, and it was great. I love Home Depot. Yeah.
If you know a friend that, you know, recently bought a home, the best Christmas/birthday present you can give them is a gift card for either Lowe's or Home Depot. But that's neither here nor there. Go on to the voicemails that we got. Thank you, Peter G.
All right, here we go. I haven't listened to these, so.
Hey, guys. I hear Snooki died. I wanted to enter your contest. Oh, wait. That's just for self-respect. Never mind.
That sounded suspiciously like Guru Nudie. Was it an 813 number?
It's a 919 number.
Oh, a 919. So that's an unidentified person from area code 919. Where is area code?
I have no clue.
Well, we have Google here. Area code 919 is north central area of North Carolina.
But the person said that
could have been Moose P.
If you didn't hear, it wasn't very loud. He said he thought Snooki died, but it was just of self-respect. So. Right.
Snooki's not dead. You know, and by the way, Snooki would not have counted as a freaking celebrity.
You know, you can't call and enter the contest and not give us your name. Right. I mean, that kind of defeats the purpose.
Right. Well, you know, no, they could, but because we have their number, right? Because, and then so then you could call back later and say, this isn't for air, but I just wanted to say this is who I am. So then that way, we wouldn't have to play it.
Good idea. So the winner, the night that we draw the winner, we need to call them live on the show, kind of like the Publisher's Clearinghouse or something, and tell them
Ed
that
McMahon
they
is going
won.
To show up at their door. Wait, Ed McMahon's dead, isn't he?
Oh, wait.
Which makes it even more appropriate that the dead Ed McMahon will show up at your door right. with a giant check. Move on. What's our next call?
Okay.
Hello, lovey.
Oh, God.
That was Big Fatty that called that you garbled up my message last time. I was calling, and I said, Dear Hydrogen, it was Peter Tork, not Peter Frampton, that was in the Monkees. Because Daniel or some, I think Daniel said that Peter Frampton was one
God.
Of the Monkees. It was Peter.
Oh, you know what? Big Fatty, you are so, don't make me dig this up because when I listened back to the episodes, I got Peter Tork's name correct. What I fucked up on was that I said Mickey Rourke instead of Mickey Dolenz. Because when I heard it back, I was like, Mickey Rourke? Wait, Mickey Rourke wasn't in the Monkees? It was Mickey Dolenz.
I knew
but
their
yes,
first names
Tork.
And that they were cute. I didn't know their full names, so.
Go ahead, Tork. Finn, continue.
Big Fatty, they'll fuck it up again, you guaranteed it.
Yes.
Thank you for calling. Yes. Bye-bye. And Big Fatty, why are you even calling them? Adam doesn't listen to your little show.
No, Adam doesn't listen to your show. Well, actually, Adam listened to the one that he was at the beginning of.
I just got finished listening to like 2 weeks worth of Big Fatty's shows. So
that's how he gets you. That's how they get you.
You know, no, I think Big Fatty is adorable and I would sit on his lap anytime. And I think he's really funny. But
can we make a cartoon logo depicting you sitting on Big Fatty's lap?
I just have to say that some of the noises that he makes are really distracting to me while I'm trying to work. So he just makes...
He makes them in real life, too.
He makes some weird noises. That's all I got. That's all I'm saying. So,
maybe Big Fatty could be your big, bald, southern lover.
I like the way he says... oh, God, what is it that he says...
Do you like the way he says, oh, God?
No. Yes, I like the way he says. Oh, the way he says, Daniel Bieber.
Right, yes.
Anyway, here we go.
Yes, I'm calling because Rick Perry's presidential campaign is dead.
Oh, God.
Oh, let's see. Rick Perry's presidential campaign. I can't really count that as a celebrity, really. Do I have a buzzer? Do I have a
Well, what we need for that is that Price is Right, You've Lost
yeah,
sound.
Yeah.
That's what we need. I mean,
oh, I have that. I have that.
You have that?
I have that. Hold on. Let's see. So, I'm sorry. I had to click Google Hangout to tell it I was still there, and I'm using a different computer, as you know, so I had to go find a mouse to click it. So yes, the Price is Right. So Rick Perry's presidential campaign.
No, it's not that one. That one. Yeah.
That is a sad tuba, not sad.
And
tuba.
I think if people get it right, maybe we should play like this one here.
No, that's too long.
Oh, you know, you don't like any of the music that I pick. You don't like any of the...
If they get it right. And if they get it wrong, then they get the...
Well, that was all of the contacts. So, wait. I got to switch programs now. Well, I want to thank Big Fatty and Peter G and Chod and... Who else?
And we don't know. We don't know someone from North Carolina. Possibly Moose P, but it could have been someone else.
And Mark. And I just want to say to everyone that I, you know, he is not my boyfriend or my lover yet. But I appreciate the well wishes from everyone.
Right. And before you play out the segment, if you know what this is a theme song to, call in and... Give you a hint, it is a television themes, a television game show. All right, so go All ahead, right. Play us out.
3, 2, 1.
Laser.
All right. Well,
that was a fun show.
Yeah, I think we've had some, you know, some little lags and stuff. It, you know, it took us a really long time to get going.
To get started.
Because you were having, were we streaming this?
No.
Oh.
We were, but then I had to switch to a different computer, and so no, we're not streaming it, and it was, because now I'm on I'm doing the video right now on a laptop that is on wireless instead of wired, and I'm not going to stream that over that.
Because you were having so many problems, and I know that I'm giving you a hard time about your computer and everything, and apparently yes. You're really sensitive. I don't know. Apparently you are really sensitive about that.
And I am.
But, I mean, come on. I mean, you're having so many issues and everything, and you were streaming from, let's see, you were streaming from computer A, and then you were streaming from, like, computer B and computer C and computer D. I think at one point you were streaming from that Pluto phone that you've got over your head back there, and yes. Then, you know, you tried the cell phone, and then I think you tried it maybe fresh from the duck's butt.
Dubious Intent Plus was written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. That was a stretch, my friend. Give me a call. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2DiPlus. That's 2i2. Oh, shit. 2x2DiPlus. I don't know. Just look it up. It's not even written here in the show notes. Or you can check out our website, dubiousintent.com, or you can send it. God damn, I can't talk. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. If you send naked photos, don't put distracting things like clocks that all have the same numbers or dollars in your socks. And it's just, it's
apparently,
I'm old and I get distracted.
You have to zoom in on just the parts of the photo that are important. Don't have any, because apparently Daniel has sexual ADD. So, you know.
I do that in bed too. It's like, what is that, a dollar? Why do you have a dollar?
You're picking off the pattern of the tiling on the wall behind them and shit. I mean, not the
way. Say goodnight, Adam.
Good night.
Adam.
Adam.
Dubious Intent Plus. 4 days ago, fresh from the duck's butt. That's a horrible title.
You can't say that.
What do you mean I can't? Oh, shit. Can we just start again? I don't know. Can you just bleep that out or something?
I can.
Yes, just bleep that out.